Words of Sri Aurobindo, The Conquest of Death. What you said on the subject was quite correct. There are three stages of the sadhana: psychic change, transition to the higher levels of consciousness with a descent of their conscious forces, the supramental. In the last, even the control over death is a later, not an initial stage. Each of these stages demands a great length of time and a high and long endeavor. It is absolutely idle to think of transforming the body when other things that are so much easier to do, though of course none is easy, are not done. The inner must change before the outermost can follow. So, what is the use of such a concentration unless one thinks that everything else is perfect, which would be a rather astonishing claim? What has to be done with the body at first is to make it open to the force, so as to receive strength against illness and fatigue. When they come, there must be the power to react and throw them off, and to keep a constant flow of force into the body. If that is done, the rest of the bodily change can wait for its proper time. It is quite true that the surrender and the consequent transformation of the whole being is the aim of the yoga. The body is not excluded, but at the same time, this part of the endeavor is the most difficult and doubtful. The rest, though not facile, is comparatively less difficult to accomplish. One must start with an inner control of the consciousness over the body, a power to make it obey more and more the will or the force transmitted to it. In the end, as a higher and higher force descends and the plasticity of the body increases, the transformation becomes possible. As for immortality, it cannot come if there is attachment to the body, for it is only by living in the immortal part of oneself, which is unidentified with the body, and bringing down its consciousness and force into the cells, that it can come. I speak, of course, yogic means. The scientists now hold that it is, theoretically at least, possible to discover physical means by which death can be overcome, but that would mean only a prolongation of the present consciousness in the present body. Unless there is a change of consciousness and change of functionings, it would be a very small gain.